This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof. Grr.
It is 9 o'clock. It is a Thursday night and you're on The Woods. Hello, Luke.
Hi.
How have you been on my life?
I've only been away 1 week. It was only one week.
I was away the 2 weeks before that. So, really, we haven't done a show together in nearly a month.
I know, that's bizarre.
A long time. That's probably the longest gap we've had without being on the radios together.
That's true. It's been a while. So, the team's back together.
Did you miss me?
Of course I did. Lies. Did you miss me?
I did. I had to talk to scary bears last week without you here.
They weren't scary. You talked to the lovely Adrian and the lovely Benny last week.
Adrian? I had Erin.
Oh, Erin. Sorry.
Yes.
Erin.
Awkward.
Well, you know.
I had the Mr. Australasia Bear Erin and the Mr. Vic Bears. I had a room of sashes.
You did. Now, I was at the sashing the week before, of course.
Worse than it is. I was at the sashing.
It was like
the ritual sashing that you had. Anyway, yes.
No, it was a great night.
You hosted the Mr. Vic Bears competition.
Yes, that's right.
So I haven't talked to you since then on air. How was that?
No, it was great. It was really good. The boys put on a good show. There was 5 contestants, which I think is a really good amount.
Yeah.
For that type of...
Because sometimes with these competitions, it can be really hard to find people. Like, it's really difficult to get people on board sometimes. But that's really great to have 5 people put their hand up. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and look, they were really diverse group and really talented. I was like, the judges must have had a really hard time because I know I had my favourite who didn't win, but that's all right.
He was in a boy band, you said. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was like, he was really cool.
Yeah.
They're obviously very close judging because there was a lot of guys. They were all great.
And Benny's a sweetheart. He's a good representation and he's going to do very, very well in hibernation. And like anybody that comes on the scene within the first 3 months and wins a bear competition, you're quite popular in hibernation, let's just say.
I was going to say, is it the new meat syndrome?
Bit of fresh meat.
A bit of fresh meat.
Haven't seen him before. You know, you go to the Laird sometimes, it's more about shocking who you haven't slept with. So I think that, well, I'm not talking about me, I'm saying generally speaking, by the way.
Because you've slept with everyone.
Shut the fuck up. I'm talking about, but you know, when you're new on the scene, and especially he's a bartender, like... Everyone wants to do the bartender, I assume. And I think that that's going to help him as well.
Especially when they look like Benny, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, he can give you a shot and you can give him a shot of something else. Maybe. Anyway, on to more mature discussion. For those who don't know who Matt Albury is, tell us, Mark, who is this wonderful man?
I mean, we're going to have an interview with Matt because I spoke to Matt a little while ago. In fact, it was just before Christmas and we've taken our time to get it to you, but it's here.
Yes.
And for a lot of people out there probably do know Matt Albury. He's quite well known in the bear scene, especially in America.
Yeah. He's active in the bear scene, right?
Oh, yeah, God, yes.
Awesome.
He basically goes around and plays most of the bear runs. He plays Provincetown, San Francisco, Texas Roundup. There's quite a lot of people. Because there's not that many artists I would associate in America that I know that are actually associated with bears.
No, you've interviewed them both now.
I'm sure there's more. Well, there's more. There's like, I haven't interviewed Tom Gosch yet, which I'm trying to get an interview with him.
Yeah.
But
it's great that he's actually involved in the bear community though as well. He's not just a celebrity who identifies as a bear. He actually is involved and goes to the bear events and stuff as well.
Yeah.
That's really cool. To me, that's really cool. It's not just saying I'm a bear as a token. It's actually living it.
Yeah, and I do talk to him about how he got involved with bears.
Oh, I won't spoil it then.
In the interview.
We have a few parts of this interview tonight.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it was a long interview. I think that Mark included most of it. But if you have a question about Matt Albury, anything you want to know about him, get in touch with us tonight. Say hello. SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And I'm sure Mark, who's great with his research and had a good chat with Matt, will be able to answer your questions.
I hope so, yeah.
Let's get stuck into the interview, though. Part one of Mark's interview with the wonderful, very handsome, very talented Matt Alba. You're on The Woods.
This is Big Bear Mark and this is The Woods, and I've got with me on the line, all the way from America, a singer-songwriter, a bit of a bear icon, the handsome man himself. It's Matt Alba. Hey, Matt, how are you going?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Very nice to talk to you today. Thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to have a chat to us down here, down under.
Of course. Well, it's a gorgeous day in San Francisco. The sun's out. All of the gays are out holding hands with their Christmas sweaters. So it's a great day to sit and chat with you.
Brilliant. Thanks, mate. Now, I want to take you back to get to know you a little bit better, because you were born and grew up in the Midwest, is that right?
Yeah, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, I understand that school there wasn't exactly the best environment, and sorry to take it to a dark level straight away, but yeah, I believe you had a bit of a hard time in school.
Yeah, you know, school was, you know, for any gay kid that doesn't feel like you can be out of the closet, school was tough. I would say the tougher time was, you know, was going to a church that didn't accept gay people. That was the hardest part. You know, when I was about 15, I started going to a church with my family. I didn't grow up in church, but so right around the time when I was, you know, feeling all of those butterflies in my stomach for my classmates named Doug and Mark, I also started learning some really damaging, you know, Christian beliefs around being gay. So yeah, it took a little toll on me, but thankfully I found my way out of it and found some much better answers to the questions I had.
And was one of those ways, I suppose, in music, and because you joined I don't know what to call it, it's like a choir group, I suppose, called the Chanteliers, is that right?
Oh, yeah, there's a group called Chanticleer.
Chanticleer.
That's a San Francisco-based group, and yeah, it was really a saving grace. Right out of college, I got hired to sing in this a cappella group called Chanticleer, and it's a classical singing group made up of all guys, and it was great. I feel like it was a great move to get to move from Missouri to California to the gayest city on earth. And I got to sort of spread my wings and experience what it was like to walk down the street and feel normal.
And I suppose coming from that sort of church orientated way that wasn't accepted, it would have been very liberating.
Oh, it felt great. You know, I remember the first day in San Francisco, I was waiting at the bus stop to go to rehearsal for Chanticleer, and there was a very handsome, bald, muscly guy across the street. And he looked over, he locked eyes with me, and he walked diagonally across this crosswalk, all, like, stopping traffic, and he handed me a business card, and he said, "You're a very handsome gentleman. I think you should call me, and I'd like to take you to dinner."
That's lovely.
And I thought, where have I landed?
One of the best places on earth. That's where you landed, I think.
It really is.
Now, you obviously started off with Chanticleer, but then you went solo and you released Nonchalant in 2005?
Yeah. I made a home recording studio, and, you know, I've always wanted to write my own music, and I thought, you know, it was in the early 2000s that I started doing that. And luckily, I met some great friends who knew how to do it. And my friend Jeff Creary, he had a home studio and said, you know, why don't we work on a record together? And in 1 year's time, I had my first record.
With the releasing your own music, did that, and the songwriting process, I mean, obviously, did you take a lot of inspiration from what was around you and your life?
Oh yeah, I mean, all songs that I write are just come straight out of, you know, what's going on in my life. I think that's what's fun about being a singer-songwriter, is that you can take the events, whether your heart's getting broken, you're falling in love, maybe you're wrestling with some of your past, you know, all of that becomes somewhat more beautiful when you put some music to it.
Exactly. Now, considering what you just said, I'm going to assume you're a bit of a hopeless romantic.
Oh, you know what? I dropped the hopeless part, and now I'm just romantic.
You're just a romantic. Now, that's brilliant.
Yep.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter, or wolf, and any other woodland creature, the woods on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are in the woods. I'm Luke the Wonder Cub, here with Big Bear Mark, and tonight we're playing Mark's really great interview with the very talented Matt Alba.
Yes.
So for those who are just tuning in, so I had a bit of a chat with him about his first experiences over there.
Yeah, and look, I mean, he did say he was sitting in the park with people with Christmas jumpers. Do we explain? It was December when I talked to him,
yes.
So it was a little while ago.
But, you know, Christmas jumpers are kind of a hipster thing now. Like, I wouldn't be surprised to see them other times of year because it's a hipster thing.
Very, very, very true.
And they just wear them all the time.
Yeah. So
it's insulting to mankind.
Yes. But, you know, it sounded like a lovely day because you were sitting in the park during the interview. It was like...
What a great place for an interview. Sitting in the park, having a chat with a guy from Australia that you don't know.
Yeah, with a bear from Australia.
Random bear asking me questions about his love life and his music life and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually had quite a good email, like... When I first approached Matt to do the interview, it was like...
I bet you did.
Well, no, it was on it Growler. Was really interesting. Cause
was it private pics unlocked and then you started talking?
No. I wish. But no, he just came across as this really genuine type of person because we tried to arrange a date to do the interview.
Oh.
And then he actually had to change the date because he got a gig.
Right.
And we talk about the gig at the end of the interview. It was down in Texas at a church. It was a Christmas function.
Aww.
And... just the emails I was getting back and forth with him, you just sort of, you know how you get that idea that someone's really genuine?
Like he's legit, like he's not just putting it on as a media thing, he's actually just a really nice guy.
Yeah, exactly, and look, he was really interested in, you know, what we were doing here with Joy and you know, that we had a bear show and he was really quite interested and wanting to know what was going on.
Well, tune your own horn for a second. There's not a lot of bear shows out there.
No.
Let's be real about it.
There's not. There's a few. No, don't get me wrong. There are a few. Yeah. There have been a few around.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a couple in America that I know of who podcast. So, but, yeah, I don't think... it was a bit like the same with Big Dipper when I interviewed him. He was really interested as well. That genuineness really came across.
Yeah.
And
it's all different. I mean, people always wonder what it's like, what bear culture's like in other parts of the world as well, because you wonder, are the bear parties in the US or in Spain the same as the ones in Australia? How different are they? How different is the community and that sort of thing as well? So it's interesting, you know, to get a different perspective on things.
Exactly. And look, I mean, the other thing is, it's not the first time I've played Matt on the show.
Yes.
We played him in the past, and I actually talked to him a little bit in the next segment about his song, well, a couple of his songs, but I suppose End of the World, which is a beautiful song. So I definitely, and look, when I first played that on The Woods, it was the one song, I actually got SMSs from people going, oh my God, what's that song and where do I get it?
Cool.
And I talked to him about that. He was very chuffed when I talked to him.
All his Aussie fans, all his Aussie bear fans getting on board. Excellent. Well, let's now get straight into part two of Mark's interview with the very talented singer-songwriter from the USA, Mr. Matt Alba.
Back in 2008, you released Hide Nothing with the amazing song End of the World on it. And that went viral for you, didn't it? It was like that really took off.
Oh, yeah, the End of the World song. I was really lucky. I met some friends in Los Angeles. I had relocated to Southern California in the process of making a record. And I met this guy named Robin Scoville, who's just an incredible man. He's a beautiful director. And he and his wife and his son, actually, they all said, you know, why don't you come and live with us for a while you're getting on your feet here? And it turned into an incredible collaboration around End of the World, where we made a music video set in 1960 in a barbershop in Los Angeles. And it was the first time anybody had ever seen two businessmen from 1960 fall in love in a barbershop on camera before. And I think, the gay community just really embraced the song, and people just started sharing it with everyone in their life.
Yeah, I have to say that when we played the song, it was probably over a year ago on the Woods, and it's the one song that I've had people actually ask me. It's like, who sung that? Where can I get my hands on the song?
Cause, wow.
And it really was. I actually got SMSs, personal SMSs, and emails saying, where can I grab that song from? It really made an impact.
Oh, that makes that makes me feel great.
And look, I mean, the song is such a beautiful song, though it is so sad. I mean, it is about the breakup of a relationship. Not to get too personal, but obviously, as you said, you take things from real life. It must have been some breakup. That was, it's some song.
Yeah, man. You know, I had really fallen hard for a gentleman here in San Francisco. We had broken up, gotten back together, and done that a couple of times. And the song was really a, you know, in football terms, it was a Hail Mary pass to try to keep us together. And it didn't end up going that way, but, you know, I'm sure I'm glad that I met him, and I'm sure I'm glad it inspired me to write that song.
Yeah, I suppose it's all a part of the journey that we're on, and, you know, you have to take some of the falls to get some of the highs as well.
Amen, brother.
Obviously, you've gone on since then. You've had Constant Crows and your new album, Windsand Stars. Now, Windsand Stars, I absolutely love. Handsome Man.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Yeah, Handsome Man is just an amazing song. It's really cool.
I love singing it.
I mean, obvious now, you alluded to it before. You've got a new love in your life, Aaron. And is this one about Aaron by any chance?
Yeah, I wrote this song before I met Aaron. The interesting twist is that I shot a music video for the song. We shot all the footage for it. It was all sitting on a hard drive. And a few days after we shot the video, I met Aaron. And Aaron just happened to be a filmmaker. And we just sort of dove into the project as you know, while we were first going on dates. And the weird thing, I mean, if you've ever seen the video, it's the story of a couple of guys that have a morning together, maybe after an important sleepover. And we were trying to tell a story of what happens in that morning when everything falls into place and you really fall in love past something that's maybe just a casual relationship. And we just looked at each other one day while we're editing the footage, and we were like, this is us, man. This is our story.
That's so romantic. So, that is romantic.
I know. It was really surreal. Since then, we've just realized that we were meant to be together. This is the man of my dreams. I couldn't have dreamed him up any better.
That's fantastic. And I have watched the video a couple of dozen times, I have to say. It's a lovely, lovely video, I have to say. It really is nice. Just as the other day, you took Aaron down to Texas, and you sung together for the first time on stage. Is that right?
We did. Yeah, Aaron's an incredible singer and a great musician. And, I had a job singing at this beautiful church in Dallas, Texas, called the Cathedral of Hope. It's a big gay church where they welcome anyone through the doors. I don't generally sing in church, but if there's a church like that, then I make an exception. Aaron and I got on stage together and performed a brand new song that we wrote, and it was just a beautiful experience.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
I mean, obviously, in your early life, you were involved in the church. Is religion still part of your life at all?
Religion per se is not. I don't subscribe to any organized religion anymore. But I'm grateful that I grew up in the church I did in some ways, because it caused me to ask a lot of questions. The answers I was getting from the Christian church didn't make sense to me, so I started asking bigger questions, and I definitely believe that we are meant to be, you know, in each other's lives and to show up for each other in beautiful ways. And to me, that is a very spiritual act.
Exactly. With Handsome Man, he's getting a lot of airplay around the States, I believe, and it's going really well.
Yeah, you know what? When you type Handsome Man into Google, we're the first thing that pops up at the very top of the list.
That's fantastic.
which is pretty amazing.
It is. Now, the other thing I want to ask you about, you do have a following in the bear community, obviously. Now, how did that actually, do you relate to the bear community? Are you part of the bear community, how did that all come about?
Oh, I love the bear community. They're just the biggest group of wonderful guys. I can't tell you how it happened. I don't know. Maybe it's that I gained 15 pounds and grew a beard. But so for some reason, when you look in the audience of my shows, it's a bunch of gay couples that have their beards laying on each other's shoulders. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Now, in fact, I read on the Fount of All Knowledge Wikipedia that you appeared in San Francisco Meat Magazine, and that's where they reckon you got your bear following from.
Oh yeah, Meat Magazine is amazing. My friend Adrian runs Meat out of London, and it's a gay pinup magazine for normal average looking guys. And it's just a beautiful zine. It's on the shelves of the Tate Modern Museum in London and all over the world. And I was really honored that Adrian asked me to be in the magazine with him.
That's cool. Now, you obviously, you do bear events and bear runs as well. I saw a great film clip promoting, I think it was San Francisco Bear Week 2013, which is an amazing little clip, which you headlined. And you've done P-Town and the whole lot. So you do embrace the bear runs and stuff like that as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I feel right at home. I'm going back to Provincetown this summer and also to Fire Island out to go sing for the bears there.
Fantastic. I mean, I'd love to get to P-Town. That looks like just an amazing week.
How about you come to P-Town and I'll come down to Australia?
That sounds like a deal. Definitely. talking about traveling, you're about to head off to Africa, of all places, to the Sudan.
I am.
You're going to Africa. That sounds like an amazing opportunity, an amazing trip.
Yeah, I never dreamed I'd be going to Africa, but a friend of mine named John Ferguson runs an organization called American Voices, where they send musicians all over the world to work with students, young musicians. And he called me up and said, "Hey, this is kind of a crazy idea, but I'm putting together an academy of teachers where we teach songwriting, filmmaking, theater, and I'd like for you to come and teach people in Sudan how to plug in microphones, record their music, and express themselves." And it only took me a few minutes, and I said, "Well, heck yeah, I'd love to go do that." I'm not sure exactly what I'm in for. Sometimes you have to put yourself out of the nest to grow. And so I'm kind of thinking, it's not necessarily a gay-friendly country, and I'm kind of looking forward to maybe meeting some young people there and letting them know who I am, and hopefully we'll just have a great time making music.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco.
Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And if I can make it to the middle of this tightrope.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Yeah, you are in the woods, and good on you for getting that.
That's all right, Luke.
Promote us.
Promote us now, please.
That's really great. And we've had a message in as well. This is from the wonderful Dean, and he says, "Hey, Mark, fantastic interview, beautiful man, stunning song, on tram, heading home with tears rolling down my cheeks. Luckily, the tram is full. Great look."
Yeah, he is a great look as well. I mean, I'm not going to say, because
I mean, he's saying it's a great look being on the tram crying is what he's saying.
Oh, yeah.
Not that he's hot.
I was thinking that.
I know, you were like, no, but this other place.
Yeah, no. But look, I've just gone off on the tangent now.
Sorry.
I'm going to talk about it because I started with it.
Okay.
And we just heard in that interview there that that's how bears sort of got to know him. He got in this magazine called SF Meat. And basically it was
hot. Sounds perfect.
Yeah. Well, it's a British, it's actually a British magazine. And
what's like a butcher thing or?
No, it's, well, you, I think you know exactly what meat would mean. And
nice to meet you.
But it's not, it wasn't like, it wasn't porn.
Oh, what's disappointing?
It's a bit more stylish than that.
Why bother? I'm joking.
I mean, you, though, you call it meat, you'd think it would be porn.
Meat.
But it's not porn. And that's how
it's he, full of bratwurst.
Yeah, and apparently that's how he got introduced to the bear community.
Very cool.
But ever since then, he has been with the bear community. In fact, if you want to see a really cute video of him in a bear context, I think it was 2013 San Francisco Pride or Bear Pride. There's a great video clip that you need to watch, and he's in that.
Okay.
And I won't tell you anything more. Just go and look for it. 2013 San Francisco Bear Pride.
Okay.
And it's a great little video.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'll show you
YouTube,
later.
Not XTube. Just saying.
Did I say XTube?
No, I think you said YouTube, but I was joking.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
I've been reading a few bits and pieces online, obviously coming up to talking to you today. Do you get sick of being compared to Rufus Wainwright?
Oh, God, I'm a huge Rufus Wainwright fan.
Are you? Then you don't, that's not a problem comparing you to him then.
Oh, gosh, no. I mean, that's a huge compliment. If anybody thinks that my music reminds them of Rufus's songs, that I just take that as a huge compliment.
Yeah, well, look, when I was, I mean, obviously I was already aware of your music, but when I was having a look around the internet, the number one reference I saw to you was Rufus Wainwright, and I thought, yep, okay, that's fair enough. I did want to ask you, because you're obviously got this very dreamlike quality, you're romantic. You probably went out on a little bit of a limb with Tightrope back in 2013, which was a bit more boppy, a couple of mixes. Was that a bit of a departure for you, or what were you doing then?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, I don't get to express, you know, all the sides of me when I'm up on the stage with a guitar singing romantic songs. I'm also a huge goofball, and I love to dance. My friend Jay Red, who works for Sony as a visual effects supervisor, said, hey, you know, I also produce dance music. Would you like to get together and work on a different project where you get to dance around and be a goofball? And I said, heck yeah.
Yeah. It looked like fun, that's for sure.
It was a blast. Yeah, I dressed up as four different characters, and just we shot it all in one day in Los Angeles, and I think it turned out great. It makes me laugh. They play it here at the Midnight Sun in San Francisco, and my friends will send me pictures taking pictures of the screen when they're all dancing around to it.
Fantastic. Your nickname, Squire, which you have a tattoo, I believe, on your arm as well. How did that come about? What's that all about, Squire?
Well, you know, my friend Adrian, that we were just talking about, who runs a meat magazine in London, he came to visit San Francisco. I took him all up and down the coast, on the West Coast. And at the end of our trip, we thought, you know, this has been such an amazing time, and we're such good friends, we should get a tattoo to remember the trip by. And he had been calling me Squire,
mm-hmm.
Which is, that's a terrible imitation of his voice, but we say it with an English accent, it sounds a lot better. We decided we'd get each other's nicknames. I call him Ace, like, you know, the Ace of Spades, and he got Ace tattooed on his left wrist, I got Squire on my right wrist, and now we're brothers forever.
Fantastic, fantastic. So what's, besides Africa, because that's just amazing, what else is coming up for Matt Alba in the coming year?
Let's see. I'm going to come back from Africa. I'm going to spend a little time with my hubby. And we're putting a plan together to move in together, which I'm really excited about. And we're also putting a plan together to start getting on stage together a lot more often. It felt so good to sit next to him with a guitar and sing in harmony, and I've been craving that in my life. So Aaron and I are going to start touring together. I think we should come to Australia.
I think you should. I think you should come over. We'll have to get you a sponsor or something and get you out here.
Sure. I mean, I've been dying to come to Australia for years. My good friend of mine is a writer for DNA magazine, and they started covering my records a few years ago, and Ever since then, I've just thought, gosh, I need to find a way to get my butt down under.
We'll have to try. We'll have to make it a reality, mate. That's for sure.
Okay.
So are we?
Game.
Yeah, very good. Now, so are we going to be expecting a few duets from Matt and Aaron this year? Then, after what you said,
we're already at work on a record together. We've got one song done, and we've got a few in the hopper. And yeah, we'll be recording probably the spring, and we'll probably put it out just this summer.
That is absolutely fantastic. Look, Matt, the other thing I want to get across is people can get your... If you haven't seen Matt's videos and the just beautiful, beautiful songs, get to www.mattalber, that's mattalber.com. And obviously, you're also your albums are also available through iTunes, Google Play, CD, and the latest Windsand Stars is also available on vinyl.
Yeah, I've decided to press a record to vinyl. This seemed like a good one to do that with, given the instrumentation of the strings and the guitars.
Yeah, very old school of you.
Windsand Stars is on vinyl.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it turned out great. It's a single album, but it's got the double full size photos inside, and it turned out great. So if any vinyl files out there, should check it out.
Exactly, and can they get order that through your website?
Yeah, they just go to mattalber.com, and there's a link to buy the vinyl.
Fantastic. Look, Matt, thank you very, very, very much for talking to me today. It's been a real pleasure.
It's been my pleasure.
You are generally the handsome man of bear music, indeed, and all the best in Africa and the coming year, and hopefully we'll see you down under soon.
Okay, I'll give you a call when I'm back.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, come in the studio. Yeah.
Did you hear how he said he'd give me a call?
Oh, is that right?
That's what he said. Oh, no, he's happily married now.
I was about to ask.
Well, not married, because you can get married in the States, of course.
Are they open?
No, I don't think he is.
Offline? Did you ask him offline?
I didn't ask him.
Oh, no, you shouldn't say anyway. But yeah, I mean, there's hope for you. I mean, you know, people travel, and then when they travel sometimes, the rules are different, you know?
Anyway.
What happens down under stays down under.
That was our interview with Matt Alba. Hope you enjoyed that. Look, the other
really
thing,
sweet guy.
Really sweet guy. Really great. Hopefully we will see him down here soon.
Yeah.
What I did want to say, if you're listening to this and you know someone or want to hear someone who is associated with the bear community and they're a talent like Matt Alba or Big Dipper or Steve Charles or someone like that,
yeah,
let us know, because we are really interested in talking to these people.
Exactly.
And getting them on the Woods.
Get a broader perspective of the bear world that we live in. So make sure you do jump on the Woods Facebook page, the Woods on Joy 94.9, or Twitter, the Woods on Joy, so you can actually get in touch with us about ideas you have for guests or any bear liberties that you might know who we can contact and reach out to. And hey, you never know.
Exactly. Send us an email at thewoods@joy.org.au and let us know who you think we should be talking to as well.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.